Well, DJ, when it rains, it pours when it comes to injuries. Things were so good all spring, then all of a sudden yesterday you get three things, one after another after another. I want to start with Henderson Álvarez because we didn't know much about Henderson when we left the ballpark yesterday. What's the latest? He had an MRI. What did we learn?
You're right, Geoff. When it rains, it pours. You know, we were very fortunate through spring training, probably one of the least injured clubs there in spring. And you know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And luckily for us, we have depth to reach down to AAA and to fill these spots. As far as Henderson, he had an MRI last night. It reveals some right shoulder inflammation. And so we're going to put him on the DL. Our thought is that if we lose him now for a little time, we would rather do that than run the risk of losing him and not having him for the duration of the season. So we're going to shut him down, and hopefully it's something minor that he can crawl back from and maybe miss one or two starts and then be back with us.
And then it was a bad day for right hands yesterday, both Don Kelly and Jeff Mathis. What are you looking at time-wise for those two?
The ring finger is a terrible thing. Luckily, in Maddie's case, he took a direct hit on that hand, and you're probably looking at somewhere around 4 to 6 weeks, really, on both guys. In Don Kelly's case, it was the tip of his ring finger on his right hand, and in Maddie's case, it was the upper extremity of the ring finger up on the hand area. So, you know, both of these guys being hitters, and anytime you get injury to the hands where hitters are concerned, it's going to take a little time. And the doctors told us yesterday you're looking at roughly 4 to 6 weeks to have these guys back.
When people go down, it means an opportunity for somebody else. And I want to ask you about JT Realmuto, brought up from AAA now. I know the hope had been to let him play regularly in New Orleans this year. He's off to a nice start there. Does he come up and step right into the Jeff Mathis role, or would he play a little bit more maybe than Jeff would have?
Yeah, we'll leave that to Red. We've talked about it. You know, we certainly know JT is going to be the catcher of the future, and he showed glimpses of what he's about and what he can do last year when he come up for us. He's a tremendous athlete, and he didn't have the greatest spring training, but he went down to New Orleans, worked on a couple of things, got his swing back, and as you said, he's putting up big numbers right now. His catching and throwing goes without saying. He does that. He does it easy. And so, you know, we'll see how Red's going to utilize him in this capacity, and we're just fortunate to have a quality guy who is, you know, can be an everyday guy in that role to come up, and certainly hate losing a guy like Maddie for any length of time because, number one, he's such a tremendous guy behind the plate, but what he brings in that clubhouse is huge. And but very, very lucky to have JT here and able to fill in.
Let's talk about this ball club a weekend. Nobody expected to be sitting here the first day in Atlanta at 1-5. Assess what you've seen over these first six games.
The pitching has been outstanding. We've had four quality starts, which that is a plus, and we all know everything begins there. We've seen some tremendous defensive plays, web gems throughout. The one area that we have lacked a little bit is that timely hit, and it's bit us. You know, nobody wants to get off the mark of 1-5 start, but as we talked about on the plane, you know, bad beginnings are erased by fantastic finishes, and this is a good ball club. This team has some veteran leadership, some guys that have been, you know, they've watched teams go in a little bit of a funk, and hopefully the veteran presence will not allow these guys in here to panic, and they'll come together as a group, and then their talent can take over. And, you know, they're here for a reason. They're proven major league players. And so we feel very confident that, you know, we're one good break or something happening. You know, hitting is contagious. And once you get a guy or two hot, then it seems to be contagious for everybody in that lineup.
You feel like it's one of those things that if this happens in the middle of June, nobody even notices it. But because it's right out of the gate, everybody makes such a big deal of this?
I think so. And there was so much, you know, Geoff, there was so many positives, as it should have been, written or said about the Marlins and this ball club and the way it was put together. And it was great. Everybody likes to hear good things about your team. And, you know, when you jump out 1-5, then – you know, it's frustrating from a standpoint that you didn't expect this to happen. But again, it's a 162 season marathon, and the veteran presence and the proven track record of these guys should pay dividends as we jump into this first road trip. And hopefully it'll be something that can help us turn the tide and get to where we need to be. And again, this is a good ball club, and now it's just a matter of coming together as one and taking care of our business.
Last thing for you, with Henderson Álvarez going down for a little bit now, We saw Matlitos really struggle that first time out against the Braves. He faces the same team now less than a week later. How important is it for him to step up? Remember last year how Alvarez stepped up in Jose's absence. Matlitos seems like a guy who you could really benefit from having step up, bounce back quickly here tonight and get on a little bit of a roll.
Absolutely. He was victimized his first start against Atlanta. His location of his fastball was he was up, and he paid the price. And, you know, when you miss spots high at this level, you pay the price. And the main reason we went out and got Matty was because of his consistency. You look over his career, his track record, you know, his ERAs have always been 3.5 or less. I mean, this is a guy who is a model of consistency, and we certainly are looking for big things from him. He was certainly aggravated by his last outing, and hopefully he'll be just what the doctor ordered and what the Marlins need tonight and give us a good outing, and we can get we can help that win column grow some.
Talk track record with Matlitos, talk track record with these hitters. It's why nobody in this clubhouse at least is panicking after a certainly disappointing first week of the season. DJ, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Geoff. Let's get a win.
Kyle, back to you.